It really started off tonight, Coach. Tough loss here for you guys, but it was started off with the shooting. 1-11 in the first quarter, and it took a while for your offense to get going here. And Ulysses started hitting all their shots early in that second quarter, and it was just too much to overcome here tonight.
Yeah, it was. You can't control making shots, but you can control the shots that you take. And unfortunately, we missed some shots around the basket early. And then we kind of forced some later on. In that first quarter, I think we took some shots that were really not in rhythm. I wouldn't say they were forced completely, but we weren't in a real good rhythm to shoot them, and we chose to shoot them anyway. So just have to do a better job with shot selection and, telling the guys after the game, there's nights when you don't shoot the ball well, and we didn't shoot the ball well. But on those nights, you have to understand that, and everything on the defensive side of it has to be better. And unfortunately, again, in the first quarter, I think we gave up way too many offensive rebounds. They got second and third chance looks. And really, that was kind of I don't want to say it was the game, because, looking at it, it was 7-3 or whatever it was at the end of the first quarter. So defensively, it wasn't terrible, but we still gave up way too many second and third chance points.
Yeah, that probably really did you guys in. And then that Victor Perez, it seemed like wherever he was, he could just throw it in the ocean and hit it every time.
Yeah, he got hot on us, and we didn't do a very good job of seeing it and understanding it. By the time I tell him, it's too late. Most likely he's already open and the shot's going. But he did. He got going, and when a shooter gets going, you got to tighten up your pressure a little bit and be there when he catches instead of allowing him to step into it. Because once a shooter can find his rhythm, you got to do something to run him off that line and not let him get comfortable. But, I thought too many times when we were on him, our hands were down at our side. And, you can't expect a good shooter when they're hot to miss that, because you're not in their sight.
Do you think part of it, too, with the shooting tonight, maybe after some missed shots there, some good looks there, it maybe got mental there and maybe shut him down a little bit?
I think so, but I think it's coming from a good place from our guys, because they want to be – they want to be so good, and they do put pressure on themselves to be good and to win ball games. So it's hard to fault them, and it's hard to tell them, hey man, it's gonna be okay, keep shooting it. It's one of those things, you got to play through and just hope on those nights that shots aren't falling, that your defense really steps up. And we gave ourselves a chance. Late our reserves came off and did a great job. I mean, they were, granted Ulysses missed some shots that they hadn't, it didn't seem like they had anyway, but they missed some shots, but we did a good job rebounding it, and we moved the ball, and we were a little bit patient on offense. We got to the basket, we threw it into the post, and we did finish a couple shots. So, those guys did a great job of getting us back into the game, and then we rolled the starters back out there, and, they hit a three, and then they get a two, and it was like the same thing over again. So, great job to those reserves that, got us back into the game.
I was going to say, Blaine Culp had – pretty impressive move there for his layup field goal. I haven't seen that from him all year.
Yeah, he does. He's a pretty athletic kid, and he cut to the basket, got the little up and under, and in the finish. And that was a nice move for him, considering he sat most of the JV game, because he might have broke his nose because he got a lot of blood coming out of that thing.
It's one of those situations here tonight. You just have to move on, and it's going to be Holcomb on Friday nights, and they're right now in that game with with Hugoton at home. And so round two with Holcomb, it's not going to be an easy one.
No, it won't be. It doesn't matter if they are up, down, whatever they are. They're always going to be a competitive team. And so we'll have to go down there. And, the thing that we have to take away from tonight is, there are times, yes, we want to play through our post. And in our best games this year, we have. And we've got production out of the post. And tonight, we just didn't finish. So when that happens, we can't keep just throwing them up there. We got to be a little bit more picky with the shots that our post guys are taking. They got to be a little bit more unbalanced. And Devin's link does a lot. It really does. He doesn't really have to jump after things. He can just stand there with his arms up, and it affects a lot of shots. So you got to have a little more balance, little smarter with the shot selection, and a little bit more guard play, penetrate kick type things. But Friday will be a tough task. And I told him, we got to kind of right the ship right now. The good thing is we don't have to actually work our way into the tournament. We get to be in the tournament anyway. So,
yeah.
It's just about getting better for us. Wins and losses, yeah, you want to win. Sometimes nights like this happen.
They do, and hopefully get them out of the way here. And Coach Brian Gentry joining me post-game here. And, Coach, as always, thank you for the time, and we'll talk to you later on the week here.
All right, thanks, Adam.